Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's been a while. It's been a while. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. This is the day, oh my God, that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we will. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Last week it was interesting. But anyway, let's do this. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. Welcome, Mother Dunlap. God bless you. We are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And it's tea time with Jesus and me and my friends. Amen, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Yes, he is. As I started to say last week, I do want to apologize. I was at the hospital, and I could not find one place where I could do the broadcast in peace. Oh, my goodness. So I just ended up giving up and said, oh, Lord, I don't know what this is all about. So I do apologize. I tried with all my might, but it just didn't happen. So I thank you for your patience. And I thank you for your prayers and your encouragement. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. You know, as we begin to really think about God and his will and his plan and his way and his timing, we kind of don't think about it. We think about it and don't think about it. We try to get it to adjust to our plan. It's okay, God, I have this great idea, and I believe that you gave it to me, so this is what I'm going to do. And so many times we make the serious mistake of not staying close to God, not asking God, okay, what are the plans? What would you have me to do? And then what we'll do sometimes is when it gets tough, we'll say, well, now I know God did not intend for me to go through this. So I probably need to stop right here, right now. That's not necessarily the case. Remember, you have to put on your determination shoes and said, I'm here. I got my God said. This is what God said, and this is what I'm going to do. It doesn't matter what it looked like, but what is the reality? God said it. This is what he wants, and it will come to pass. He's using us. But then next thing we do, we have a tendency to look over at someone else's fence, see how they're doing it, and then we want to mimic them. I mean, we really want to mimic them because they look successful. But if we imitate God, if we do it his way, in his timing, and the fight also comes, the struggle comes, when we try to implement our will, our way, our plan to transcend or supersede God. But I have the education, the knowledge. I know what I'm doing. But has it been stamped by God? Has it been okayed by God? I don't need to pray about this. I know what I'm doing. That's wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. We can't do it that way. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. In all your ways acknowledge him. God sent you here. He knows why. He knows what the plans that he has for you and for me. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes, he does. So let's just back up. So, okay, God, seek his face, hear from him, and keep it moving. Hallelujah. Children of the kingdom. Hallelujah. nation. This is not my home. This is not your home. That's what we say. Mm-hmm. But we sure stockpile a lot of stuff a place that's not our home. Hallelujah. God is good. That's just a thought for you. And the main, one of the main reasons that we're here is to encourage each other to do what God has called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Encourage you to do what God has called you to do. And, you know, we talk about those of us who are in our 70s, 60s, 80s. We say, if I knew then what I know now, I would do this and I would do that. I would do it this way and I would do it that way. Well, my darling, guess what? God brought it back to you. You know now what you didn't know then. And it's, I've been saying late bloomers, no such thing. I don't like that. It's the bloomers. Yes. Sunflowers only bloom once every 100 years. Now it's your time to bloom for your vine. Good fruit. Yes, beautiful flowers. Yes, nothing is too hard for our God. You brought it to you. Must be something to it. So pray, seek His face, inquire of Him, and see what He says about it. Amen. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Sometimes we have to speak to our bodies and say, now, either you're going to line up. If you don't line up, I'm still doing what I was called to do. But the word of God requires you to line up. So just line up. We just have to speak to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, just line up. That's what we tell the body. Just line up. I got work to do. Hey. Age is just a number. I'm a spirit being. Glory to God. Glory to God. And when we realize that, I think we'll be a little more comfortable in what we are called to do. There are those of us in our 70s and 80s, and there are those who have been discouraged just coming out of the gate. Don't be discouraged. Distractions are not of God. Seek God. Hide in Him. Let Him be your hiding place. He is your rock. Hold on to Him. Stay focused in and let Him lead you all the way. Hallelujah. Yes. And on that point, I like to just share this with you. I realize that sometimes those of us who are not on a regular job or retired, we sometimes say, well, we don't understand how people get so distracted. But the Lord allowed me to see people are going through so much on their jobs. There are a lot of nice people. There are a lot of confused people. And there are some not so nice people. And there are some people who think that everything wraps around them because they have a position over people where they should be a little more humble and do their job and require those under them to do their job. But there is a way that we can get things accomplished without being. And then some of that, I realize, will hurt people. Hurt people
hurt people. Amen. So we need to pray. We need to pray for people, period, because there are a lot of hurting. Now, I have tea time with Jesus at 10 o'clock in the morning. And if there are those who are, may take a break, or but there are some who can't even take a break. So what would I say to them? I would say whenever you can, take a break. Purpose in your heart that you want to spend a few moments with God. Read your pamphlet, close your eyes, meditate on Him for a moment. Purpose in your heart that you want to build a stronger relationship with God. Amen? And the more you go after seeking Him, you will find Him. And will things come up where you have things planned? At 10 o'clock, I'm going to take a break. And like the bottom falls out and causes distraction. But I'm learning in the midst of that, being who we are in Christ, we can just steady out, oh my God, right there in the midst of the distraction and call on God and have a conversation with Him while everything is going on. Just raise your hand like that and wave it, and you know you're waving it and you're lifting your hands to heaven and blessing His name. Hallelujah. Yes. It's determination and it's discipline. God first. When we begin, no matter what, but it's practice makes perfect. Practice. Sometimes you'll say things that happen, say, oh no, I could have did this, or I should have said that. I could have just been quiet because this was my time that I was going to spend with the Lord. Lord, forgive me. Help me. And watch what happens. Watch what happens. Like I said, sometimes we who are not there forget what it's like to be on a job. Forget what it's like when the traffic and you're running late. It looks like your whole day is going crazy. And when we have to meet people and forget about ourselves and all that we're going through. And yet, when we, as we continue to build our relationship with God, we'll realize He'll take us in that place. He will take us in that place. My God, I had an experience yesterday that was so awesome. Oh, my God, and I'm experiencing this more and, oh, my God, hallelujah. He'll take you in that place. Oh, you can feel the shift. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, because He wants you to be filled with Him. He wants you to have that relationship with Him. And He'll take you and He'll make that shift. And you'll find yourself in a divine place. I'll just leave it like that. And oh my God. When you spend that time, when you purpose in your heart that you want that relationship, not only that you need it, you want it with Him. And you purpose in your heart that you're going to have it. And you're going to be about your Father's business. You want your Father's will. You want to please Him. And yes, you miss it every now and then. But you'll get better and better and better. Yes, that's shifting. It can be imitated, not duplicated. I'm telling you. And those around you that it was intended for, they'll feel it too. They will experience it too. It's a shifting. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. I know we're a little off from what we usually do, but that's okay. I pray that something was said to encourage you not to give up, not to lose hope, and you can strive. Strive. Don't look at age. Don't look at where you are and it doesn't appear to be right. It's just right for God, for Him to use you to show the world what He can do to us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. Please excuse me. Oh, yes. Nothing is too hard for Him. We're instruments. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. We need to understand what that means. Oh, God. We're His temple. Hallelujah. Thank God. Glory to God. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. And there's no God like our God. Hallelujah. Let's just go to Genesis 1 and 1. I like that. I like that. I just love it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. His way, His will. Look, why? Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Mm-hmm. Not man, God. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man, 27, in His own image. In the image of God created He him, male and female created He them. I didn't see anyone else, just God. Glory to His name, just God. Can you say that? Just God. The Lord is my shepherd. Just God. Yes, just God, all by Himself. Hallelujah. God's will, God's plan, God's time, God's way. Before the foundation of the world, it was set. He empowered us and gives us the knowledge and the strength to go through any and everything that we need to go through or will go through in this earth. Oh, yes. And He designed us to depend on Him. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Bless His name. He designed us, hallelujah, to depend upon Him. Yes, He is our Father. He is our provider. He is our comforter. He is our protector, our shield of defense. He is the God that healeth us. He is our judge. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. Bless His name. He's our comforter. Yes, He is. Our shalom. Ah, yes, He is. Our salvation. Yes, He is. Our hope, our peace, and our joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's our all in all. And, excuse me. And yes, we do have responsibilities and We are to keep his commandments. What kingdom that has no commandments and rules? I don't know of any. Hallelujah. On the earth, so you know our Father has his. And those who love him, hallelujah, will keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Those who love him, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Today is my birthday, and my son made me a hot cup of coffee. So I'm not having tea this morning. I'm having coffee. Hallelujah. Let's read 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. We know that it's time for prayer. We know that we're to seek God for everything that we need. And then we are learning from these verses that God is saying that if we would do some things, what he would do, we can make a difference in the earth. Let's begin to open our eyes, not be selfish when we are praying, and pray. And just listen with open ears. Would be in red. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14. Listen, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. Let's purpose in our heart to pray. Let's purpose in our heart and just make sure we're humble. Humble before God. And pray and seek his face and listen to this and turn from our wicked ways. He said he will forgive our sin and will heal our land. I'm afraid that a lot that has gone on may not have if we had just remembered God. If we had continued to obey him, if we had continued to put God first, teach our children the ways of God, if we had honored him the way he had required us to honor him, some of this we may not have been going through. And I like to speak to my brothers and sisters, the National Black Anthem, and these few words touch my heart and it's just lingering there. Lest we forget. And we were a praying people, not perfect, but through all the trials and the tribulation and the horror that we've experienced, we prayed for years and hundreds of years, and we have family members that we know that at a set time were stopped after slavery, and they would just pray. During slavery, they would go down in the creeks, oh my God, and they would just pray, and the hoop came, and now we laugh about the hoop, but the hoop came from a holy place, out of their bellies, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, they prayed for the generations to come, and they made sacrifices for the generations to come. And if they saw us now, what would they say? What would they say? Some say, oh, you can't talk like that. You'll offend people. Okay. God paid an ultimate price for us. Okay, and I'm not supposed to say anything. That's just not where I am. He brought it to me. It must mean for me to bring it. I'm not the only one. We need to stop and repent as a people for what God, for what we have not done, for how we have not pleased God, and ask God to save our children. Save our children, Lord God. Hallelujah. Save our children. Repent. Repent. Because we have forgot. Hallelujah. Psalms 1:1-4. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. 4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 24:7-10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Hey, he is the King of glory. Selah. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, oh my God, yes, he is. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God is so good. God is so good. He loves us. And everything that we need, he's provided it for us. Our daily bread. Hallelujah. You know, I have to read Isaiah 43, starting at the 8th verse. Just this wonderful reminder about, oh my God, God, and who he is, and we can trust him. We can trust him. We can trust him. We can trust his plan, his will, his way, and his time. We can trust that. We can trust him. And our faith gets stronger as we begin to really understand who our God is. And if he called us to achieve a goal for him, he will see us through. Yes, he will. So he says, the subtitle is, I am the Lord. Mm-hmm. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witness, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there's no Savior. I have declared and I have saved and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witness, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Fill your confidence. Hallelujah. Trust him. He said, well, Lord, why now? Why? It's his time, his plan. You know, I'll just say this. Sometimes we don't understand God's plan. And let's use a couple who've been trying so hard to have a baby. But what we fail to realize, and they have failed to realize, God has a plan for that baby. He knows when he wants that baby to enter into the earth, because God has a plan. Can you understand? Can you get that? God has a plan. It's been mapped out before the foundation of the world. That's right. Hallelujah. Think about it. We want to rush into things. We want to, sometimes we feel that we have failed. But God's plan, God's timing, God's way is always perfect. Hallelujah. Be patient, rest in him. And as I said before, if it's time for that flower to bloom, be a willing participant. How about that? Yes. I just want you to be encouraged and trust God and lean and depend on him. And in doing this, we will be so much better. I heard the story of the gentleman who wrote, what was the name of the song? What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Scriven, John Scriven, in Ireland. A day before he was going to get married to his childhood sweetheart, she drowned. And he was devastated. So he moved to Canada, and he was known as the Samaritan of that town. Some years later, he planned to marry a young lady, and she got pneumonia. And a few weeks before they were going to get married, she passed. But instead of doing what some of us who are immature will do, he drew closer to God, and he wrote, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. And they said that he continued into his in his life doing good for people. Never been married, and the love of his life, he never had a chance to share and never had children. But he drew close to God, closer, and saw him as a friend who would bear his burden. Isn't that something? I just sat and I thought about it and I pondered. What would be our reaction, or the action of so many of us? For we are to be mature children of God, so the world can see through many trials and tribulations, we still trust in the Almighty God. He's still good, no matter what. And maybe that was his purpose, to be a Samaritan and to write that song for thousands and millions to get comfort in time of despair. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. So I know I'm mixing a few things together, but in walking with God, we cannot ordain how it should be. We know that God has a plan for it and how he wants it to be. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, knowing that he loves you. He will see us through. And that wonderful thing that God has for you to do, oh my God, do it. One step at a time. Hallelujah. Do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. Father, dear Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Yes, Father. We thank you. For some of us, it's mid-morning, it's midnight, different times of the day. But you have made it. Ah, thank you. Hallelujah, you great God. Oh, those that are crying out, you hear them and you send deliverance from your holy mountain. Ah, glory, hallelujah, you hear your children's cry. Hallelujah, you hear your children's worship and thank you. And hallelujah, you hear, and you care about us. Regardless of what we're going through, oh, God, you hear us and you attend to us. Our faith look up to you. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We thank you this time for this set time. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, your joy, your peace, your comforting. We thank you for your healing, your deliverance. We thank you for the soul that's coming in. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that's looking up to you and surrendering to you, Almighty God, thanking you for how you protect our children and grandchildren. We plead the blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, blood over our children, our families, Almighty God, our loved ones, hallelujah. We pray, Almighty God, for those who are in authority, hallelujah. We bless, ask you to bless them and to give them a heart of compassion, Almighty God. Those who are over systems of man. We ask that you touch their hearts, Almighty God. Let them know that they're just man and their very heart is in your hand, that they will have to answer to what they have done and are doing, Almighty God, be it good or be it bad. Almighty God, that you're in control of, and you see and you know all things. Oh, Father, we ask that you remember the children, the school children, from the youngest to the oldest. We ask that you protect them and guard them, and those that are in college and look like they're at their wits' end, Father, help them. Send help from the sanctuary, Almighty God. Let them not give up. Give them strength and meet their needs, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. We ask that you remember every senior, Lord God. Hallelujah, that's in a facility, depending on others to care for them. We ask, Father God, that you send God over them to protect them, Almighty God, and those that are ordained to serve them, that they serve them with joy, Almighty, and compassion. Thank you, Father. Remember every pastor, every preacher, every teacher, every evangelist, every apostle, every prophet, in the name of Jesus. Oh, give hope and encouragement. Keep each one strong, Almighty God. Strong in you, oh God. Hallelujah. Determine every day to be stronger and stronger. And sons of Almighty God and daughters. Hallelujah. Remember the intercessor, the watchman on the wall, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for your guidance and your direction. We thank you, Almighty God, for all that you allow us to see this day, all that you give us the opportunity, Father God, to do for you this day. We thank you. We thank you that you're opening our eyes, that we will see, in our ears, that we will hear you. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you're encouraging us to be steadfast, unmovable, hallelujah, abiding in you, Almighty God. Yes, Lord, that the world will see what it's like to be children of the Most High God. We thank you, Almighty God, that you allow us to give you honor today, Almighty God. Fill our mouth with words, Holy God, that we will make a difference in someone's life, Almighty God. For your glory, hallelujah, Almighty God, that we are able to serve and be obedient to you, Almighty God, hallelujah, yield to your way and your authority. God, we give you glory and we bless your name. We thank you for the new day, hallelujah, bless the Lord. The Lord bless thee, my brothers and my sisters, and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his shalom. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's sweeter than the honeycomb. Oh, yes, he is. Jude 1:24, now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. This has been Pastor Margaret Lee. I love you, but you know God loves us best. And thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus. Love you. God bless.